Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
How's everybody doing today? I'm on having a little technical difficulties in our group, so hold on just a second. Like I said, we were just having a few technical difficulties today. I'm not sure what is going on. So we're going to keep on with the show. But like I said, how's everybody doing today? Today is February 23rd, 2021, the Truth and Power Corner. This is our educational study hour. Me and Jay today, we haven't heard from Mama Tanya today, so we'll be getting in touch with her later on today, see what's going on. And like I said, for some reason, we keep having issues at the beginning of the show every week. So I'm going to have to check that out and see what's going on with this microphone that we invested in that needs to be working. So, like I said, how is everybody doing today? Like I said, today is February 23rd. How you doing today, Jay? Are you speak? Don't make me like that. You better speak. Yeah, say hi, everybody. We're doing great today. We're doing great today. Okay, let's see. Where's the calendar so we can see what our educational history say for today out of our 2021 calendar for February 23rd. Okay, W.E.B. Boyce was born in 1868, and Amos Wilson was born on today in 1941. Very influential men in our history who studied our history and studied the ways of our people and different things, and had, we're going to have to find out more about them so that we can see who they are. Okay, Jay? I know who Amos Wilson is. I know he's an author. And W.E.B. Du Bois, he's an author as well. But they were very influential in our history, so we'll have to find out more about them on today. They came up as our leaders that were born on today. So, you have today since you are up and about today. Kind of moving a little slow. So, are you speaking? Why? Oh, she said she's ready to get right into our book. All right, I have no problem with that either. Because, like I said today, no, we are hooking not. You just get you a chair and get ready to read. All right. And the book we are reading from is Miseducation of the Negro by Carter G. Woodson. Okay, and what page did we stop off on, Jay? Oh, yeah, you do. You better stop. Let me see. We stopped right up in here, right? Do you have it? I'll read that one, and then you can start on how we missed the mark, okay? Because we didn't finish. Oh, we are? Okay, well, where did we stop? Oh, I know where we see. I mean, I see where we stopped at. All right. I remember now. All right. Tell everybody where we at. We are on page what? We're on page 11 under how we missed the mark, starting at in as much.
In as much, some Negroes began to agriculture stuff. Moreover, and only a few of them at first acquired qualifications that were little in their lives, which any month could not be easily understood. The poverty which at least them for a generation after Education has been balanced with the Jewish order of society. So now
nominally free but economically enslaved. The participants of the freedom in the government for a few years during the period known as the Reconstruction had little bearing on their situation, except they did join with the uneducated poor whites in bringing about certain much desired society reform, especially in giving the South its first plan of democratic education and proving for a school system at a public expense. Neither did. Neither did inequality. inadequately supported school systems, nor the struggle higher institutions, nor the struggling higher institutions of the class order established about the same time. However, connected the Negroes very closely with life as it was. These institutions were concerned rather with life as they hoped to make it when the Negro found himself deprived of influence in politics, therefore, and at the same time unprepared to participate in the higher functions and the industry development, which this country began to undergo. It soon became evident to him that he was losing ground in basic things of life. He was spending his time studying about the things which had been or might be. He was learning little to help him to better the task at hand. Since the Negroes believed that the cause of untoward condition lay without the race, migration was attempted and immigration to Africa was again engaged. At this physiological moment came the wave of introduction. Industrial education, which swept the country by storm. The educational authorities in the cities and states throughout the Black Belt began to change the course of studies and make training of Negro perform to the policy.
Next. So I'll start with the next paragraph. And like I said, that's why it's so important that we are going to be reading as much as possible, because reading, we need to be able to read. Everybody's scholars. It's just necessary, okay? And like I said, take your time, read each word. Just take your time so it can flow, so you can take your time. The missionary teachers from the North, in defense of their idea of more liberal training, however, fearlessly attacked by new educational policy, and the Negroes participating in the same dispute arrayed themselves respectively on one side or the other. For a generation thereafter, the quarrel as to whether the Negro should be given a classical or a practical education was the dominant topic in Negro schools and churches throughout the United States. Labor was the most important thing of life. It was argued practical education counted in reaching that end, and the Negro worker must be taught to solve this problem of efficiency before directing attention to other things. Others, more narrow-minded than the advocates of industrial education, seized upon the idea, feeling that although the Negro must have some semblance of education, it would be a fine stroke to be able to make a distinction between the training given the Negro had and that provided for the whites. Inasmuch as the industrial educational idea rapidly gained ground, too, many Negroes, for political purposes, began to espouse it. And schools and colleges, hoping thereby to obtain money, worked out accordingly makeshift provisions for such instruction, although they could not satisfactorily offer it. A few real industrial schools actually equipped themselves for this work and turned out a number of graduates with such preparation. Now, what I think we need to do is K kind of explain what we have read. You see what I'm saying? Because we're not doing that, are we necessarily learning what we need to learn from the book? No, we're not. So we need to do a self-analysis of what we are reading, okay? Because in this passages that we have read, we need to get an understanding of what they meant when they were telling us, talking about practical and what did they say about practical education versus what type of education? Huh? Not practical, classical versus practical. So in like a classical setting, that means that you're just sitting there learning, you know, what is being thrown at you. You're regurgitating it back, right? But in a practical setting of educational learning, you're learning skill sets that'll help you do better in life. So which one do you think you would much rather be able, I mean, which one would you much rather learn than, would you want to just learn something just to know it, or would you want to learn something, know it, know how to do it, and know how to, you know, perform in your everyday life?
The first.
Okay, so that means one, you have to work, one is given to you. So if I tell you that nothing is nice, it's free, and nobody's going to give you anything, which one do you want? Because for kicking me here and tell me why would you want to stack on it? And it's just being honest. Don't just say that, you know, answer this because this is what you want to say, or this is what you want to hear. Because if you think it's the first one, that means that you got to sit up, you got to learn more and understand more about practicality in classical education, because you do not need a classical education if it's not going to help you prosper in life. You do not need a practical education if it's not going to teach you how to survive. Now, tell me why you chose. Don't do that. Tell me why you chose what you chose.
I chose the second one so I could be successful in life.
But do you really believe that? Speak up so I can hear you. Do you really believe that? Or you just mean lazy? Because I've told you, you've gotten too lazy, right?
I'm not lazy.
That isn't. How is that 50-50 chance on which one you choose? You either want to succeed or you want an easy way out. And if you're looking for the easy way out, that's not good. So which one is it? 50-50 chance of what? No, it's not. Because if you work, well, in America, I take that back. Because it's a hole on your life in America. So, but my thing is, you still can make it. You have to decide in your head that you love yourself enough to know that you can live outside of it, outside of what these people are subscribing to life, because that's one thing you want to learn. The more you get in touch with yourself, your ancestors, you know that there's a different way you're supposed to move in this life and in this world. You understand me? You don't let nothing stop you. You know, even though there are obstacles, we can overcome obstacles. Trust and believe. But, like I said, if anybody wants to join the show, you can call in at 516-387-1549. This is our educational study hour with the Truth and Power Corner. We will be attending school this coming Saturday, every last Saturday of the month. What's named the school, Jay? The Ashe Academy in Sanatobia, Mississippi, with Mama Crystal, President Samayat, Madam Vice President Mama Ayo, Sister Tracy, Mama Z, It is a beautiful, beautiful thing. So we will be doing it this weekend on our Saturday school. The children will be presenting their works of art that they did for history, for African culture for this month. Jade, she is studying, what's her latest name? Queen who?
Queen Saronia.
Yes, Queen Saronia. So we'll be doing our book on Queen Saronia. Like I said, we'll be having class this Saturday, our Saturday school, the Ashe Academy. We are going to stop. We are going to, like I said, continue to read this book. I want to get a self-analysis because I'm going to go back and read what we have read and take down some notes so we can get a better understanding about what we are reading with this book, because I want you all to understand what this book is talking about and how the miseducation system needs to be changed in the areas we need to work on as a collective. And this first one is the debate between classical and practical education. Which one is better for our children? Our children have been in these indoctrination centers. And I don't care what anybody says, they are not teaching our children to be independent, strong African children building an African black nation. We have to teach them liberation, not needing these people. We're going to, like I said, I'm going to do a self, go back and do an analysis of the pages we have read. Miss Jade, Princess Jade, is going to be reading her book ahead so that she can be better prepared when we come back. Correctly? Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we have had a great show today. Like I said, we will begin to touch Mama Cundy later on and make sure she's okay. We will come back to you all next Tuesday. The Truth and Power Corner, Educational Study Hour. We are reading The Miseducation of a Negro, by Carter G. Woodson. Like I said, this is February. It's supposed to be Black History Month, but we celebrate Black History every day, all day, because we are going to learn, love, and exalt always who we are, who our people are, and what we are about. Our African culture and our African past must be passed on to our children. And we have to learn so that we can pass it on to them. Today is February 23rd, 2021. Already this year is passing by very quickly. We've had snowstorms, we've had ice storms, we've had tornadoes, all in the month of February. Keep pushing forward, family. My birthday is next week. Jay's birthday is coming up in April. So we're going to celebrate our born days and just chill out, you know what I'm saying? So let's come together, do what we need to do, help educate each other. We want this platform to be on. Like I said, this is our educational study hour. Jay, Sister Mellon, and Mama Cundy. She's just not with us today, but she will be back. You all have a great, great day. Stay safe. We will be back Friday with Brother Tay Yahuru, Camp Cleveland. We will have a great, we got a great, great show scheduled for this Friday at 5 p.m. Central. So we'll see you all on the Truth and Power Corner Friday afternoon. We love you all. All power to the people. Black power.
Hit. And I ain't got no daughters, but I wish I did. These little boys, I got high sweat. killed you cause you dark.
Mama, they really had kids in the field. They don't care how it feels. Slavery paid the bills. Mama, this is no more design for us to fail. How you give a man freedom but don't give a man a bill? Well, mama, what happened to 40 acres and mules? The only time they respect us is when we keep them amused. Wait, blackface? Why are they making us out of food? Those stereotypes are ugly. We're looking for something to prove. We gotta think harder. We gotta be smarter. They said by the third grade, if I can't read, I'm gonna be just on my father. And that's incarcerated. What happened to proclamation emancipation? I gotta learn all my history. Yeah. It's a mystery. My teacher keep on bringing up slaves. I think she dissing me.
Listen, a wise man once said, education is a passport to the future. But tomorrow belongs to who prepared for it today.
Back in the days, I used to want to be the cop.
I remember.
The good guy, till Rihanna got shot. I couldn't imagine my mama is all I got.
So they keep their knee on our neck. It's a sacrifice when we die. Y'all killed him, it's no excuses. Over a fake 20, really, that shit was gruesome.
You mean to tell me that Abraham Lincoln didn't really free the slaves?
They don't like you cause you
I'm
black.
I'm so tired of protesting, but we can't stop protesting until we get our reparation. And we can't stop buying all up in the store, Gucci and Dior, until we get our reparation. Cause as soon as our money starts spending, it's ending. They gon' forget everything that we were fighting. They gon' remember why they hated.